Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Item number 12, award of bid number 24-040, Roger Scott Pool Facilities. The recommendation is that City Council award bid number 24-040, Roger Scott Pool Facilities to Biggs Construction Co. Inc. of Pensacola, Florida, the lowest and best responsible bidder, for a base price of $845,742 plus 8% contingency in the amount of $67,659.36. For a total price of $913,401.36.
Now, I know it's not the most exciting sound clip you've ever heard to hear Casey Jones, the former president of the Pensacola City Council, reading an item and describing the numbers and all of that. But I wanted to start Thanksgiving with a thankful note. And my thankful note is this. I know that the highly dysfunctional Milton City Council, or the occasionally highly dysfunctional Santa Rosa County Commission, or the previously frequently highly dysfunctional Escambia County Commission, always made the show, you know, in all the wrong kinds of ways. What I've been telling you for a couple of years now, though, is that at least for 2 years, is that the Pensacola City Council, and really, you know, I don't really want to pick on a particular person, but I think if you know local politics, I don't think you can argue the point that Sherry Myers, who I like a lot, she's a friend, and we hug, and, you know, she left Pensacola City Council, Charles Baer took her place, and it's been fundamentally different. It just has. And he's a little bit of an agitator, but she was a mega agitator. And so the tone on City Council and the functionality of Pensacola City Council has been high. They get a lot done. We played some of the clips yesterday about the installation meeting where they're talking about it's boring.
Why are you holding my hand? Nope. Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows. Ah!
Sorry, those are my Thanksgiving sound clips are sneaking up on me. And I was looking at John like he's got an open slot on his board, and it wasn't him. And we're both like, where's it all coming from? Anyway, okay, so Pensacola City Council. Sorry, that's a little early preview of your Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah. The Pensacola City Council has been great. I mean, it has been highly functional. It has been boring government. And this is why I wanted to start with this on Thanksgiving. Not just boring, but actually doing some things kind of above and beyond that are really good. And here's one of those above and beyond moments. Now, this is going to be kind of boring, but trust me, this is setting the stage for why I want to explain how government should look when it's functioning the right way. This is D.C. Reeves talking about that agenda item, the Roger Scott bathroom replacement that's been in the works for a couple of years.
So what you have before you is obviously a project that we've talked about for a long time, have needed for a long time. And while I understand the irony of a sponsored item that I'm very skeptical about, it certainly is not a skepticism based around its architecture or the contractor that would work on it or the need. At some point, we have to take seriously when we're talking about $1 million bathroom facility for 840 square feet. We have to take seriously the taxpayer dollar and understand that. So why it's sponsored and in front of you ultimately is I certainly wanted to gauge, because on one hand, I don't think we can argue need. On the other hand, I don't think we can argue that $1,000 a foot for a bathroom is, if we are in these positions to treat the taxpayer dollar as if it were ours, I don't know that we could say confidently that that's how we would do it.
So what he's saying is, and I mean, not to paraphrase, is we've got this item. It's $1,000 a square foot to put this bathroom in, a very, very small bathroom. It's not a, it's a very expensive thing for a need. Ryder Scott needs the bathroom, but man, we hate to pay that price for it. He said, well, okay, why are they talking about it? I thought, you know, isn't the money kind of already in place? Isn't the bids came back? We're done. Like, what's the issue? They just wanted to be sure that everybody was aware, everybody was informed that it was done out in the public, and that nobody could later come back and say, well, nobody told me it was $1,000 a square foot for this thing, because they wanted to make sure that, you know, government was done open, transparently, in the sunshine.
I mean, this is near and dear to me. I think that I squirreled this money over there trying to make sure that we could get a bathroom. So I have some also heartburn over this price. So I just want to go ahead and say that out loud first. But the mayor and I discussed this, and we decided that it really did need to come out in out loud for an out loud conversation instead of just pulling it behind the scenes and trying to get something.
They could have done it. You know, they didn't have to do it this way, but they wanted to make sure Jen Brayer and DC Reeves wanted to make sure that this was kind of like everybody knew, and this wasn't going to come back and surprise them later on. It's a, I don't know, coming back to this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives for 3 seconds here on Thanksgiving Day. John?
That's right. Nothing to let you know about right now. Traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Three. I will say, I don't have, well done. I will say earlier, this, I hope the sunrise is still cool because it was really cool. It was really vivid about 10 minutes ago. It might be over now. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention when we first started the show. Okay, so Jen Brayer is asking the question about the Department of Health, who has said you need to have a bathroom here.
Last year, we were told that the health department would not extend one more season without actual bathrooms. So that's the first question that I'm looking for clarity on, is will the health department extend one more year?
The request was made to DOH. I'm not sure if there's actually been a response yet back from them, but there was an email that went out just earlier this week, and they did say they would let us know in short manner. But it sounded likely I would go that far, but no firm approval as to whether they'll extend it or not.
Okay, thanks.
So, again, that's David Forte, Assistant City Manager, or Deputy City Manager. I forget which one it is. But anyway, you know, can they even wait? Is the Department of Health going to, you know, force them to shut down the pool if they don't have it? Well, probably not, but you never know. They've been working under this kind of temporary arrangement for a while. And what about other prices for other facilities like this around, you know, the country?
Okay, so the second question was for a comparative for structures like this around the state. And we came in with some that were pretty high, $800,000 for similar, right?
Yep.
I mean, so the questions that we have, or that I had, were, do we postpone it, end up with just as high of a bill, and now we're renting a facility and having to build, right? There's that question, because we know that like structures are within a couple $100,000 of this particular structure, or do we do the good stewardship, as which is what I know that was what our intention is to put it back out for a bid and run the risk that we get nothing, you know, that we do actually get something better or potentially not.
Yeah, it could be worse, right? The bid could come back even higher with the high cost of construction these days and inflation and everything else. And DC says, yeah, but, you know, the problem is we got multiple bids. They're all in the same vicinity. But we just wanted to make you aware that, you know, man, this is not how we would, most of us, spend money in our private lives. And here we are spending the people's money. Let's be cautious about it.
We got three bids that were all pretty similar. So, I mean, that's also another test of this. It wasn't as if we only got one bid. And I think that kind of helps illustrate the dilemma of which I bring to you guys tonight, is this idea of there are dollar figures that back it up. There's multiple bids that back it up. There's cost of carrying costs ultimately of this coming forward. However, where do you draw your line in the sand at $1,000 a foot for an 840 square foot bathroom? And I think that too is a conversation that needs to be.
And then my last question here is, does it have showers?
There is a shower. The shower will actually be installed just outside of the actual facility, but showers are required by the Florida Department of Health for public swimming pools.
And the only other one who really weighed in on this, Jared Moore.
I mean, I echo the same sentiment that the per foot cost of this was very concerning. I was very worried about driving beside this. I live real close to this thing. Was real worried about driving by $1 million, roughly 800 square foot cinder block bathroom/janitor's closet. I don't think I'd be able to sleep.
And listen, the reason that I wanted to mention this, as I said, on Thanksgiving, it's not the most exciting item. Okay, I mean, for people who use Roger Scott, it's important to get a bathroom, and, you know, it's important to have a bathroom at that facility, you know, because of the Department of Health and just because. But to me, this was an illustration of how collegial, how deferential, how inclusive, really, the city council under D.C. Reeves and this particular composition of council members has been working so well. You know, we don't have to do this in the public, but we're going to. We're going to bring everybody on board and make sure you're aware and make sure nobody's really opposed to all of this. And then we're going to move forward if we need to. You know, so anyway, it's a rare moment. I mean, it's not that rare, but we don't do enough probably to celebrate the good stuff when it happens. And this was one of those weird, odd little good news note stories that I thought illustrated why, you know, what good government can look like. Where you don't always see that in our local bodies. So if you are a member of another local governmental entity and you're listening, see, it can be like this. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Telling me you can eat almost an entire turkey in one sitting?
That's right. Because I'm a Tribbiani. This is what we do.
Today, while religion is suppressed in perhaps one-third of the world, we Americans are free to worship the Almighty as we choose. While entire nations must endure the yoke of tyranny, we are free to speak our minds, to enjoy an unfettered and vigorous press, and to make government abide by the limits we deem just. While millions live behind walls, we remain free to travel throughout the land, to share this precious day with those we love most deeply, the members of our family.
Oh, man, that never doesn't get me. Every single time hearing that voice just makes me feel happy.
My fellow Americans, let us keep this Thanksgiving Day sacred. Let us thank God for the bounty and goodness of our nation. And as a measure of our gratitude, let us rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. From the Reagan family to your family, Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you all.
I love hearing the kids in the background. Like, all of it is so good. 624 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yes, live on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday tomorrow. Full hours tomorrow, 5 to 9. And all day, all of our shows are all, you know, live. This is like a normal day. Just another day. Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to happen soon. Here in about an hour is when that'll start. It'll be on NBC. This year they've got 22 of those big balloons, 34 floats, 7-wheeled balloonicles. I'm not really sure what a balloonicle is, but that'll be interesting to see once they get that parade going. Of course, your usual NBC crew will be leading the broadcast. And
thank goodness, because the NBC folks are never weird on Thanksgiving.
Never, never.
I tell you?
Yes.
I hate watch the NBC parade. I do. I hate watch it. Oh, yeah. Because on the one hand, it's the parade, and that's wonderful. And on the other hand, it's NBC. And these folks are terrible. And every year it gets worse. And every year I'm more crotchety every time I watch it. And the lip syncing and the, you know, like every part of it just, I don't know why.
Well, this is the one day a year I allow myself to watch NBC.
Oh, all right. So for you, it's great.
Yeah, it's all right. TikTok is now.
Wait. We're going to take a secret, special, unplanned phone call from President Biden. Oh, who's this on my phone? I wonder.
How'd he get this number?
That's amazing. Wow. I mean, that's. Anyway,
it's a little hokey. It's a little hokey.
A little?
Yeah.
Go on, David.
TikTok is removing beauty filters for users that are under 18 after concerns from parents and from parents of teens.
The social media platform said the restrictions won't apply to obvious filters like animal ears, but rather those that alter a user's features like skin, lips, or eyelashes. They're typically harder to detect. TikTok said the move comes after a research study it commissioned from children's online safety nonprofit Internet Matters. It reportedly found a clear distinction in the impacts of these two types of filters. Both parents and teens mentioned concerns about the appearance effects, including that viewers may not realize an image or picture was altered. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And it looks like Diddy isn't going to be home for Christmas. Sean Combs had appealed to be released from jail. That was denied yesterday. Combs' legal team had asked he be released on bail to live in a Manhattan apartment. He would have had armed security and only been allowed visitation from pre-approved family members and calls from attorneys. The judge, though, said there was no condition or combination of conditions that would assure the safety of the community if he were released. So Sean Combs remains in jail.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, my gosh, my brain is so, like, easily scattered. What was the middle one where you had the sound clip that you played?
Oh, yeah, TikTok is
removing
the beauty filters
right.
For
that's,
minors.
I mean, so the real solution is no social media for anybody under 18. I mean, that's
right.
The real solution. But this is a minor tweak to a bad platform that harms kids. And it's a minor improvement. And, you know, though I would like you to jump, you know, 6 feet into a good solution, I'll take an inch.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll take
well, I wonder about the psychological effects of being able to tweak your, you know,
yes.
Your face to look like the perception of beauty or whatever.
And it's not just that. It's all of it. It's the filter. It's the picking the light. You know, all of the stuff that goes around artificializing the things you post on any social media platform, but particularly on Instagram, where it's all about massaging it towards the more perfect whatever it is. And yes, the less of that they can do, the more they'll just basically be confronted with and have to be satisfied with, you know, ordinary reality, which is the goal, really. So, no, it's good. It's just really teeny tiny good in the grand scheme of what ought to be done is wipe it all away for kids. They're doing this in Australia. They're getting rid of social media for kids. They're on the verge of doing it in Australia. And I've said it many times. I will say it again. There will come a time in this country, might not be that long, but 5, 10 years, 20 years now, we're gonna look at social media and think, man, we let kids use that?
Yeah.
So, David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody sent me a beautiful picture of the sunrise. You guys are the best. Somebody says, for the NBC coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, can we just get, like, a C-SPAN version of it? That'd be awesome. And this is the wiener dog. And this is Santa. Santa, by the way, is an idea that has been around for hundreds of years. In different countries, there are different races and genders. I'm just thinking of what C-SPAN would sound like, you know. Now let's take a Democrat caller on Santa and a Republican caller on Santa. And do we have a congressman that nobody's ever heard of to weigh in on the gender of Santa? Of course, we could do like the NPR version, right? Good morning. This is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm Andrew McKay, filling in for Nora McAlvin, who is filling in for John Bassett, who is filling in for Jeffrey Smith, who is on location in Zimbabwe studying the mating ritual dances of the tribal villagers. Today's Thanksgiving Day Parade features 14,000 square feet of vinyl latex fiber being pulled by nearly 2 miles worth of rope. When we come back, can you make the Thanksgiving Day Parade louder by adding jazz? Coming up next.
Foster. Israel says there's been a breach in the ceasefire with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon.
The Israeli military reports what they call suspects, some with vehicles, in southern Lebanon, calling that a violation of the ceasefire that began yesterday. It follows reports Israeli tank fire hit 3 towns along Lebanon's southeast border. Israel had promised to respond to any violations with force.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum denies President-elect Trump's claim she's agreed to effectively close the border, but says they had an excellent conversation about collaborating on security issues. Incoming White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller on Fox.
We are now seeing a historic commitment from Mexico to stop the invasion of over 150 different nations.
President Sheinbaum says a trade war, if Trump goes through with plans to tax Mexican imports, could kill American jobs. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. It is 68 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. There's an investigation ongoing after somebody spray-painted racist graffiti at the Milton High School this week.
It's a shame that they have to do stuff like this. It just ruins the holidays.
That is Sheriff Bob Johnson. He says the graffiti was left on school doors outside of the High School Institute of Technology, on a window and around an entryway. The messages were painted sometime Monday following a basketball game at the school. Investigators say they have identified suspects, and they're adults, not students at the school. The sheriff's office says there were multiple surveillance cameras that provided evidence in the case. A bomb threat was cleared at former Congressman Matt Gaetz's home in Niceville yesterday. The threat was made with a note in the mailbox. A family member currently lives at the home, but the former congressman is not a resident there. The mailbox, home, and surrounding area were cleared. The Okaloosa Sheriff's Office says no devices were found. The Escambia Sheriff's Office still investigating a shooting that happened early on Wednesday morning at the Mugs and Jugs Bar on Scenic Highway. Deputies say a man was shot in the leg. He was taken to the hospital. There is no word on why that shooting happened or any suspects in the case. Well, the first class of graduates from the new Escambia County Fire Rescue Academy graduated last week. They completed more than 500 hours of instruction in firefighting, emergency medical care, and vehicle extrication.
They all 100% passed their state day, which is a very good attrition rate. I think during the process, we only lost one firefighter throughout the program, personal issues. And typically when we hire a cadet class, we usually lose somewhere around 5 to 7.
And that is Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. He says typically they'd lose between 5 and 7 from a graduating class. The academy was previously hosted by George Stone University. Gilmore said hosting the classes themselves makes scheduling a little bit easier. A Florida man's facing charges for allegedly beating a man to death on a golf course and with his own clubs. 36-year-old Junior Boshier being held without bond on a charge of first-degree murder. Palm Beach Gardens Police Chief Dominic Pape says right now there's no known motive.
We're still working through all of that type of detail.
Boucher is accused of attacking the 65-year-old victim with his own clubs at the Sandhill Crane Golf Club and then drowning him in a nearby pond. Authorities have speculated it may be a random act of violence. Well, when you gather today for Thanksgiving, Rick Scott wants you to think of those who can't be with their families. Senator Scott wrote on X that we should never forget what Iran-backed Hamas terrorists did over a year ago. He says we should never forget the Americans and the Israelis that are still in captivity after they were kidnapped during an Israeli music festival last year. Scott added, bring them all home. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Well, we've got one issue to let you know about if you're going from I-110 northbound to I-10 eastbound. Right at that exit ramp, we've got a disabled vehicle in the road, so use caution and slow down around that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Happy Thanksgiving. We are going to be looking at a chance of some rain for today. 40% overall in the morning and early afternoon. Temperatures warming up near 75 degrees for your high. And then overnight, temperatures dropping tonight, 46 degrees. As you go into Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 58 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping into the 30s. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 71 degrees in Pensacola. It is 69 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. A new study by TransUnion says this year 63% of millennials, many of whom now have school-aged children, plan to spend the same or more on holiday spending as they did last year. Millennials are also more likely to say their income went up over the last few months and that they expect their earnings potential to increase again in the year ahead. TransUnion polled 3,000 adults in October. State Farm is upping its investment in women's sports with two new deals. The insurance giant announcing that it had signed college basketball star Juju Watkins to an NIL or name, image, and likeness deal. The company also announcing it would be the title sponsor of Unrivaled, the new 3-on-3 women's basketball league. Last year, the company signed its first NIL deal with basketball phenom Caitlin Clark. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Naval Air Station Pensacola holds a special place in the hearts of thousands of service members who have trained here, myself included. A community has always embraced sailors and Marines who have chosen to serve their country, and I am thankful for this amazing relationship. Thank you, Pensacola, and have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
I'll take it, Mama San. That's Captain Chandra Newman, the new commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. And I really like it. They sent out, NAS Pensacola sent out a little email the other day with the, the basically link to the file where we could see it. And I appreciate that. That's kind of a cool, it's a little thing, but I appreciate little things. You know what other little things I appreciate on a Thanksgiving day, John, when we're broadcasting live here at News Radio 92.3?
What is that?
I appreciate the long arc of history and tradition involved in all the classic radio stations.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. WKRP.
You know what this means.
Classic.
Got
You
know what this means.
I do.
It's time. And I don't want to shortchange the classic. Classic theme song. Oh yeah.
Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
What can it possibly mean?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from WKRP. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight.
Oh, I love the cutbacks to the studio where they're all in the group sitting there going, and their hands like waiting for Les to deliver the reading of the letters, not to get ahead of the facts as a newsman, right?
The helicopter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object, perhaps a skydiver, plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Third. There's no parachutes yet. Skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible. The brothers running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
Am I right? It's better every year.
Yes.
It's funnier. This is that rare thing. It's funnier every time you see it or listen to it.
I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there. Children are searching for their mothers, and not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this.
Are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Oh, man. You know, and this is the show. I loved this show growing up. After getting into radio, oh, my God.
It means more.
We know all these people. We know every single one of these people. Absolutely.
Yes, we
do. Can I help you?
No, I'm fine. Sir?
It was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it.
No, I don't suppose there has.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect.
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement,
The crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
Strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
And of course, it wouldn't be the WKRP in Cincinnati Thanksgiving Day promotion celebration without the most classic line of all.
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving. 6:45 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Staples Stores. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Not dealing with that broke down car anymore. They have moved that off to the side of the road. No delays there. Not seeing anything on the, no delays at all.
It's Thanksgiving.
Nothing to report.
There you go.
I'm John Pickens, traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling your home and you're trying to decide, you know, when is the right time and who should I use, I recommend Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, partially for experience, partially because I've known her as long as I've lived here, you know, even back to when she was in the news, and that same kind of, like, mindset about understanding perspectives, getting to the bottom of the story, asking good questions, and compiling good evidence to form a good answer that she used back then. She uses now to, you know, understand people and understand the market and understand, you know, what's the right price and how do you stage it and when do you have an open house and what price do you, you know, or how do you photograph it even? Where do you put it on social media? Like organizing all of that stuff. So that, you know, back when the market was hot, they were selling over 200 homes a year. Now they're selling like, you know, 175 last year, on track to be about that same 150 plus so far this year. But that's the point, is like really getting results for people day in and day. I mean, three a week. Just think about that. Like three homes a week she and her team are selling. That's crazy. Really, really good. So you want to get somebody who's going to get you the best price and all the way through to the sale. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanksgiving, the holiday where I do football so you don't have to talk to your relatives.
You Good morning. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. That was one of my first albums on vinyl, was Asia. So, man, that's good stuff. Back when, remember when they had album art for albums?
Oh, yes.
Cover art for albums?
Oh, yes. So we'd always look forward to seeing them.
Absolutely. And you know, you could, a lot of times you could tell what the band was without knowing, if you didn't know the album, just by the cover art, because it was their style, like Cars albums, you know, for example.
Exactly.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A federal court of appeals has ruled in favor of a Texas plan to install razor wire along the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott confirmed that on Wednesday. The court stated that the federal government cannot remove the wire, reversing previous decisions. Abbott said the razor wire is intended to deter illegal immigration into their state. Officials say a stowaway was found on a flight from New York to Paris yesterday. A woman somehow managed to bypass identity verification and boarding status stations and get on the airplane, although they are saying she went through a full security screening and went through the TSA checkpoint.
Wait, what?
So she did not have any prohibited items on her or more than, what, 35 ounces of hair shampoo or anything like that.
Right. So I have just a question for the room.
Right.
In my mind, a stowaway can't be in the passenger cabin.
Right.
Like a stowaway is in the cargo hold.
Or
somehow.
The wheel well. Or,
yeah. The stowaway has to be not in a seat. So was she in a seat?
Well, she was in a seat, so I think they're saying she was a stowaway because she somehow got past
the gate where you
give them the ticket and get on the plane.
That's the part I don't understand is impartially because, you know, how do you manage to pull that off? But also, what would you call that? Non-paying passenger? I don't know. It's just
illegal.
Stowaway seems like the wrong word to me, but maybe I'm just being a bit of a stickler. So, okay, all right.
Well, I do get your point. I mean, when you think stowaway, you're thinking in the cargo hold.
Right, because when I think, and especially because you said, like, stowaway, I'm thinking, oh, my God, a whole person. That could have been anything that got smuggled into a plane. And then you're like, well, she went through the regular TSA checkpoint. I'm like, it can't make sense of all this story. So, okay.
Well, and how do you get past the TSA checkpoint without having
a ticket? That's
onto
right.
To a flight,
and that's
at
exactly
least.
Right, because you can't anymore. Speaking of, since we're in kind of throwback mode, we're playing Reagan clips. We're thinking about, you know, back in the day cover art. David, you're old enough to remember. You should be old enough to remember. Do you remember before 9/11 how you flew?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember before 9/11, but I didn't really fly
before
9/11.
So the old way of flying, and people will, anybody who's young enough to not have experienced it will think this is, you're making this up.
Mm-hmm.
You would... especially in an airport that's small enough, like Pensacola Airport, but, you know, anywhere that's relatively small, you would pull up and park at a spot in front of the terminal.
Oh, yeah.
You would get out of your car. You would throw your bag on the, you know, thing. They would give you, you know, they'd do the ticket or if you had a ticket. And then you would walk to the gate with your family, and then you would kiss goodbye, and you would get on the plane.
Yeah.
And very you were probably
simple.
Smoking.
Yeah, that's right.
It. No... no metal detectors, no security to speak of, no, just nothing.
The good old days.
The good old days for sure. All right, sorry, I interrupted you with
my
nostalgia. Go on. Is that your last one or you got one more?
I did have one more story if you'd like it. Do you remember that artwork we talked about? I believe it was last week.
The banana duct tape
to the wall, right?
Banana.
Well, a Chinese cryptocurrency.
Are you quoting Gru or the Minions?
I'm trying.
Banana. Go on, David.
A Chinese cryptocurrency entrepreneur recently bought that duct-taped banana artwork for $6.2 million, and now there's an artist in New Orleans that's poking a little bit of fun at that. New Orleans artist Terrence Osborne has created a new painting of a banana duct-taped to a wall, and it has the price tag of $6.9 million painted on it. So,
what's funny about that is, as I understand it, didn't they sell that with the rights to swap out other fruit?
Right, like you can swap out a new banana because the banana was rotted away.
Kind of selling the trademark almost for this particular form of expression, you know, almost like a patent weirdly on, you know, this art. But if you paint a painting of the other one, I don't know that would qualify as a violation. So that's interesting.
I wouldn't think so, yeah.
It's interesting.
And
especially if you add any kind of context to it as satire or whatever, right? That changes it enough to be, you know, not a copyright violation. David, thank you so much for the update. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. We got powerhouse games today. We got powerhouse games today on the NFL. We've got the 2-9 New York Giants against the 4-7 Dallas Cowboys. The battle of the worst.
We got DeVito. DeVito.
And then the Dolphins, your team, right?
Right.
Dolphins
yes.
fans. And they've won a couple, right?
Now they have.
Two is back, right? So
that's right.
Okay. But the Packers are pretty hot too. 8-3, that's pretty good. They've won several in a row, haven't they? The Packers?
Yeah, but look who they're playing.
Okay, fair enough. Strength of schedule. Meanwhile, my Lions, I'll take it. 10-1, you know, this year.
Oh, that's yeah. really good.
I mean, they are really good this year. It's exciting times. Are playing the some team from Chicago.
Yeah. To be named later.
4-7, the Bears. Anyway, I love a good game, but I am genuinely eager to watch. Not just like today, but it's always fun for me when the Lions do well in a year. Man, there's a chance.
This is the year.
It could be. It could be. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on, and I am. For those of you who are at all new to the show, or if you've been around long enough to hear me talk about this. I am not a, like, diehard, any kind of committed Lion. I don't own any gear, but I was born in the Detroit area. I lived there for 9 years, and there is still a part of me that's still a Tigers fan, still a Pistons and a Red Wings fan, and still a Lions fan, if only for the sake of every once in a while when they're okay, it gets exciting. But I can't – I am a fair-weather fan, absolutely a fair-weather fan, because any other kind of fan for Detroit teams, and there's something wrong with you. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about. Not even seeing any backups for your Thanksgiving, I don't want to call it drive here, wherever you're going this early. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know what I wonder? This is kind of a weird question. You remember during COVID when nobody was driving?
Yes.
Okay, and traffic fatalities went up because the people who were driving, there was no traffic, and so they were driving faster and more recklessly, right? Do you remember kind of
right.
like one of those weird moral hazard problems of, you know, which makes sense because we think about like traffic calming and road diets. And the idea is that if you can make people feel uncomfortable at higher speeds, they'll drive slower speeds, and at slower speeds, they're less likely to have accidents and or fatalities, right? So if you have traffic on the road, even though you hate it, it makes you drive more responsibly and safer. It just kind of works out that way. But if you have no traffic on the road, then people go fast and then bad things happen. I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this, on Thanksgiving Day, is the number of traffic fatalities higher as an aggregate than a normal day or higher as a share of the miles driven on the day? Because most people don't drive on Thanksgiving except just a couple miles across town to your relatives or whatever. I don't know the answer. I'd be curious to know. So, you know, these are the things that occur to me on a given day. 6:57 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we were talking about this yesterday off the air. John and I were this Blackout Wednesday last night or Drinksgiving. And look, everybody in the news has been pretending like this is a real thing that everybody knows about, that they're gaslighting all of us to make us feel like if you don't know about this, where have you been? David, can you confirm? Is that am I being too unfair in my characterization?
I feel attacked. No, I've seen these stories, but they've been popping up the last couple of years.
Right.
I honestly, before I saw it, I think last year was the first time I'd never heard of Drinksgiving, although I had always previously gone out the night before Thanksgiving with my friends.
It was a practice without a label. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, I made a joke sort of on Facebook. I just said, you know, I want to see somebody write the fake Wikipedia page about how Drinksgiving has actually been around for a century since, you know, President Garfield signed it into reality. And, you know, because all these news outlets gaslighting us about this, I think, brilliant marketing strategy. I mean, it's brilliant for bars to market it as a thing to make money. But was completely invented just this year and everybody already knows about it. No, they don't. Somebody commented about, you know, there is a Wikipedia page about Blackout Wednesday on which they claim that Blackout Wednesday, now known as Drinksgiving, has been around since 2007, the term. And there really was a movie made in 2016, and I'm like, I just think this is all the Orwellian Ministry of History revision is putting this all into place to make us all feel stupid. I don't believe it. I never heard this word before this year. Never. So I doubt it. Press X to doubt. That's me. We'll be back in a minute.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.